John Schreiner back here with you one final time on the Connor Happer Show. We close out the week. Josh, what should we be watching on this Friday night?
Well, I'm going to tell you what we're going to watch the whole weekend.
Oh, all right.
Because I go above and beyond what is expected of me. Also, not much on tonight. Heat Nuggets. Sunday night is when Game 2 takes place on ABC. 7:30 tip there. Denver leads 1-0. Stanley Cup Finals get underway tomorrow night on TNT, TBS, True TV. It's a simulcast. They're all showing you the same thing. But it's on three different channels. Game 1 tomorrow night from Las Vegas, 7 o'clock puck drop between the Panthers and the Golden Knights. A lot of baseball on TV this weekend. Apple gets underway. Weird start time today, 4 o'clock for the Brewers and the Reds, followed by the Guardians and the Twins. ESPN Plus tonight, Mariners-Rangers. Tomorrow at noon on ESPN Plus, Rays-Red Sox. And then sort of the featured series this weekend is Yankees-Dodgers, 6 o'clock tomorrow night on Big Fox. It also gets the Sunday Night Baseball treatment on ESPN. Cubs-Padres tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, late start there on FS1. And an early start Sunday morning on Peacock, Cardinals-Pirates. Of course, the road to Omaha underway in college baseball as the Field of 64 begins to whittle down on the ESPN family of networks. Kentucky won their opener. That's gone final. Indiana State is losing in the sixth inning. Might even be later than that. Texas Tech right behind us here in the bottom of the ninth, up 3-2 on UConn. So a lot of fun games going on right now. Tune in to Matt Schick as he hosts Squeeze Play all weekend long. It has been rebranded as Squeeze Play. Women's College World Series going on ESPN. A little bit of rain yesterday. They're trying to play catch up and continue on through that. Oklahoma plays tonight on ESPN. They also play on ABC tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, after an opening day win yesterday. And a movie for you to watch this weekend, John. I expect a full review on Monday's show. It's on Peacock. It's called Shooting Stars. LeBron James and his childhood friends became the number one high school team in the country, launching the future superstar's career. In the NBA, Dermot Mulroney and Wood Harris co-star, along with newcomer Mookie Cook, who plays LeBron James.
Okay. Well, this is, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, the Access Hollywood story that was then reported on by Sports Illustrated, and we discovered that the reporter was just sitting at home watching TV
and
passing off live tweets as SI articles.
I feel like LeBron James saw the Giannis movie on Disney Plus and said, why don't I have that?
Yeah.
Get me that. And then Shooting Stars.
Is Braun Film involved in this production at all?
I don't know. That's a good question. I would assume so. 2023 film. Directed, produced by
LeBron James.
LeBron James and Maverick Carter. Look at that. Who would have guessed? $25 million budget? Really?
Oh,
you ain't making that back.
No. Not if it's straight to Peacock.
Yeah. Okay. That's what to watch this weekend.
All right. I will not be watching that movie.
Sad.
So my review will be, you're going to have to give me an incomplete on the grade for Monday. But I will be back on Monday. I'm invited back, yes?
Yes, all absolutely.
Right. Okay. So hope you all enjoy your weekend. Weather's going to be pretty good, I think. If you're all able to get out. Do some grilling. I have a late graduation party to go to this weekend, so I'll be doing that. It's actually my godson. He's his graduation party, so be over doing some outdoor activity. Hope you all have enjoyed our shows over the past couple of days. I'll be back on Monday and Tuesday. Then you get Connor back on Wednesday. That's going to do it for this week. Have a great weekend. It's the Connor Happer Show, 1620 The Zone.